I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is a CC Radio podcast.
Hey, mates. Welcome to Great Mates. My name's Cade.
And my name's Troy.
And we're doing the COVID safe practices of being in separate rooms by doing it over the line again.
Yeah, even though we don't really have to, but hey, we're just being responsible.
That's right.
Because that's our goddamn duty as Queenslanders.
That's right. It's the isn't Queensland it? Way, isn't it, Troy?
It is. It's the Queensland way. We're the COVID safe state.
Yeah. That's right.
Our number plate.
Oh, you reckon they're going to redo the number plates?
Yeah, they should.
I think they should too, because I think the Victorian number plates say the place to be.
Great mates!
Is it though?
Is it really? Is it really?
The sixth state.
Yeah.
Victoria. The sixth state.
The other state.
We're not gonna bag out Victoria for a whole nother episode. We've done that before.
I don't know. It's pretty fun.
It's pretty easy.
Yeah.
But it's low hanging fruit.
Well, it is.
It's too easy.
It's too easy. It is way too easy. It's like the underarm law better game. You're gonna smack it for a big one.
That's it. we can't do it to them. So we're gonna talk about some other stuff.
And actually, we're talking about something that I did not think you want to talk about. It's blown my mind. It's out of this world. Almost literally.
Literally out of this world. So, talking about aliens.
Aliens, man. Aliens. It is the topic. It's a hot topic at the moment, really, isn't it?
It is.
Because
and not like the cool. Not the cool aliens movie from back in the day in the 80s, not that one, because that would be fun, but we're talking about actual fucking real aliens.
Actually, nothing after Aliens 2 was ever good.
Correct. Like, nothing. It doesn't matter who you talk to. Like, there are a few people, there are a few apologists for some of the other movies that came, but realistically, it's Alien, it's Aliens, and then the rest can go eat a dick.
Yeah, absolutely. There was that one where it had, like, I think the Predator got onto the ship, and it was, like, this weird hybrid Predator alien. It was, like, albino.
I don't remember that.
And I just remember it got, like, sucked out of a bullet hole in a window or something. I was like, that was like the only cool thing.
No, that was a weird human, alien clone thing.
Ah, was it?
I think that was from like Alien 4, maybe.
Yeah, and I just remember that was the only cool thing in that movie.
It's like, oh, that was cool, was it?
Yeah, well, it kind of getting sucked out of like a bullet hole in a spaceship.
Yeah, I suppose.
I might have to YouTube that section of the movie again to see if it is actually cool.
Where space just sucks it straight through a bullet hole.
Yeah, it got a space gobby.
Yeah, like it's your mom on the weekend.
Yeah. A space glory hole.
There are some people that even, you know, Prometheus. And what's the other one after Prometheus? Do you remember?
Oh.
Alien Covenant.
Yeah.
Still shit.
Yeah. You know, I didn't mind Prometheus because it didn't lean fully into the alien lore. So you can kind of take from that what you want.
Yeah, right until the end, pretty much.
Yeah, exactly. And it's kind of like, oh, did you have to do it? But I think they were looking at doing that as a trilogy, weren't they?
Yeah, I think so. And then everyone just kind of ragged on them right from the start.
And 20th Century Fox was like, yeah, nah, we need to pull that.
Yeah.
We're about to sell out to Disney. We need good things going on here.
Yeah. I see a real bright future for us here at 20th Century Fox, and it doesn't involve a new alien franchise. I'm so sorry.
No.
We've got so many fans.
Yeah, that's right. Actually, talking about new franchises, and this is an absolute deviation from what we're talking about, but they're bringing back the Uncanny X-Men.
Oh, what?
Yep. Disney Plus.
Says who?
Disney Plus.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. It's rumored that little sketches are going to come out of how the characters are going to look.
Right. Oh, no. Okay, hang on. So they're redoing it.
Yeah.
Not interested.
I don't know if they're redoing it or if they're continuing it.
Still not sure if I'm interested.
Oh.
If it's not the original X-Men animated series.
Yeah.
Then I don't want it.
No, it is. But they're either redoing it or they're making it 3D animation like the Clone Wars.
Oh, gross. I would rather honestly stab myself in the eye with a fork than watch 3D animation.
Really?
Yeah. Not a fan.
Have you watched any of the Clone Wars?
Yeah. I'm honestly not a fan of it. I think if it's not like if come on, just think about how like this was we're going back to the 80s and the 90s here with the well, the 90s, I think, with the X-Men animated series, right? World's most legit entrance music.
Absolutely.
Entrance music, like it's a wrestler. But the theme music for the show was absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
So you've got that.
Yeah. The only thing that trumps it is the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Weird flex, but okay. I think everything about it from the original, like the animation, all of it, it all comes together to make an absolutely brilliant series. I think if you are to reboot that, I don't know if it works.
You know what? You say that, but they did this with Transformers a good decade, maybe two decades ago now with Beast Wars.
Yeah, I know. It was fucking terrible.
No, it wasn't. Beast Wars was amazing. I don't know how you could say an ill thing about it.
The animation on Beast Wars was fucking garbage.
It was of its time, but the series is like, it's a cult classic, man.
Well, that was like the first, I don't know if it was legitimately the first, but it was around that time where they were starting to experiment with this 3D animation.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, this is the fucking future. And then they very quickly realized that, you know, it's not.
Oh, I think Toy Story would beg to differ.
Toy Story is completely different.
It's completely
one of those things.
It's
has
different animation.
Hundreds of millions of dollars thrown at it. The other one is Beast Wars.
But yeah, no, I do know what you're trying to say because, like, you look at animation because there's so many different styles of animation now that you'd be crazy to go almost down the 3D route with how great it is. Because one of my most favorite animated styles that I've seen, and it's in a league of its own, I think, is Archer.
Yes.
Where that looks like it's almost a comic book come to life because there's really thick lines, really bold colors, but it doesn't look comic booky if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, it does, yeah. But they're also like it's not like overly realistic.
Yeah.
Because that's where, you know, you start to get in these kind of, I wouldn't really necessarily call it like, you know, this uncanny valley kind of thing, but it's kind of, you know, you're looking at these 3D animation and it's like, it's almost supposed to be more realistic, but it kind of takes away from the fact that it's, you know, because you know it's not supposed to be, it's a comic or a cartoon or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So there's no point.
And just then you look at like, animations like Frozen and stuff, where those characters, you know, they're supposed to be people, but they're styled in a way where you can tell that's a cartoon person. Whereas if you go, I know what you're trying to say here is, yeah, when you go with the X-Men, they'll make them to look like normal people and it'll just look shit.
Yeah, exactly. Just, hey, cartoons, keep your cartoons as cartoons.
That's right.
Hashtag not my cartoon if it's 3D animation.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a big statement. That's a big statement.
That's, mate, if I'm a traditionalist when it comes to cartoons, I will not budge.
If it's 2D, it's for me.
That's right. If it's 3D, it tastes like pee. I don't know. Wow. I don't know what pee tastes like.
Sure you don't. Grandma's peach iced tea over here.
I don't know what other people's pee tastes like.
Yeah, sure.
It's
sure.
Like I'm not German.
Mate, you say some stuff, you're going to trigger some people. Hey,
all right, that's fine. Let's talk about aliens.
Okay, something that really doesn't trigger anyone. Yeah. So, actually, yeah. So, to back on topic is something that kind of tickles my fancy is the fact that aliens are in the news. Aliens seem to be in the news more and more. And something that is quite interesting is a government defense contractor has come out somehow able to release this information, saying that he gave a report to the Defense Academy or Defense of the United States. I'm not quite sure what it officially is.
He just gave it to a fence.
Yeah.
It was
defense.
It was defense. Yeah.
It was the fence that you see in Ali G. So it's a defense.
Defense.
And
anyway, keep going.
Yeah, so essentially it says, you know, we've retrieved craft that are made of elements not of this world. And it's like, what do you mean, mate?
Yeah. Elaborate.
Yeah. Can you give us a little bit more than that? Because I know
Pixar it didn't happen.
Yeah, Pixar it didn't happen. You're full of it, mate. But no, it is pretty cool and pretty interesting, because then you have Elon Musk coming out. And I think Elon Musk is the best billionaire in the world, because he's the ultimate troll. And
he's kind of like the classic, he's like the classic eccentric billionaire that kind of just doesn't give a shit. Will just say whatever's on his mind.
Yeah.
Even absolutely ridiculous. But you're right. He's probably just trolling everyone. I'm sure he knows it's absolutely ridiculous.
Oh, but hey. Totally. And like, Elon Musk is the world's biggest troll, in the sense that he even has his other, like, B company called The Boring Company.
The Boring Company.
Yeah. And it's like, if that isn't a troll of all things, I don't know what is.
What does The Boring Company do? That's the company that makes his flamethrowers. It's probably ironic.
No. It's a boring company. Like, they dig holes.
Oh. Ah, classic.
Classic. Yeah. You know, he's obviously telling dad jokes. He trolling, obviously, with his kid's fucking name, A127846.
Yeah. If he's got exceptional wordplay like The Boring Company, why did he call it stupid like that?
Who knows? But can you imagine, like,
anyway,
kids trying to make fun of them? It's like, haha, you're not A12, you're A6.
It's like, ooh. Well, it's like, I don't even know where. Can you even make fun of a kid who's a billionaire? I mean, because at the end of the day, they're just going to pay someone to kill you.
Yeah, pretty much.
And then and they're just going to cover it up.
So, oh, that was Jeffrey Epstein's friend. They're gone.
Jeffrey Epstein. <Yeah. laughs> Look, here's the thing, though. So Elon Musk came out and said something about pyramids were built by aliens, obviously.
Yeah.
That was his tweet. Didn't even say obviously. He just said ob.
Yeah, obs. Like a 12-year-old girl wrote it.
Yep. I think that's his wife you're talking about.
Yeah, maybe.
Grimesy or whatever her fucking name is. Anyway, yeah, so that's kind of all he said. And then a bunch of Egyptologists and historians have basically, you know, fallen over in their chairs and kind of gone, hang on a second, that's not true. But coming full circle, we know it is true. We can't come full circle yet. It's too early. But coming full circle, I think they already explained in the first Alien vs. Predator movie that it was the Predators that came and helped the fucking Egyptians build the pyramids. So
that's right.
We already knew it was a fucking thing.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't want to be that guy, but I'm pretty sure that was a documentary, not an action film.
Alien vs. Predator was.
Yeah.
Like, it was narrated by fucking David Attenborough. You could hear it in the background the whole time.
Absolutely. And it was like, to be fair, it was animated, but they did get it from Egyptian scrolls.
Yeah. It was BBC's Planet Earth 3, Alien vs. Predator.
Yeah. Official. Yeah. That's the official title. That wasn't a working title. It's it's an amazing piece of documentary history done in that part of the world. And I'm very grateful that the world has now got that.
Absolutely. Look. In all seriousness, though, right? What is your understanding of this whole theory surrounding, you know, aliens helping the Egyptians build the pyramids and whatnot?
Oh, I'll be honest, mate. I haven't given that more than 2 seconds of thought, because it's I reckon the Egyptians probably built this. You know, there's enough kind of evidence to support the theory that, yeah, of course they did it themselves.
Well, the issue is that they can't definitively say how they did it. So they're pretty sure that it was done by humans.
Yeah.
Like they're you'd say 99% sure that humans did it, but they can't definitively prove with the technology that they had available at that time how they did it.
Yeah.
So that's the biggest mystery behind it.
I think it would be pretty rad if it was done by aliens or there was like some third party assistance.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, but the thing is, it's kind of like if out of everything that the aliens could really help with, why would it be that?
Well, maybe they're actually like communication towers to space.
Could be. Who knows? You know? Actually, I don't even know like how deep into the pyramids they've been explored.
I think only as deep as they can safely go without compromising
booby traps.
Like, the stability of the actual building itself.
No, it's booby traps. If I've seen Raiders of the Lost Ark, it's booby traps.
It's fucking booby traps and snakes.
Yeah, there's spikes in the wall. The walls close in.
Yeah. And then there's a fucking, you step on a stone and like a skeleton pops out and then nothing else happens.
Yeah, just to scare you. Like it's a troll from like 4,000 years ago.
Yeah, it's like the Egyptian version of the haunted house at the show.
Yeah.
It's basically the same thing. there's like a carny in there that's got like a fucking mummy bandages on and he just like comes out and he's like, whoa!
And yeah, he's just sinking piss actually out the back there waiting for people.
For some reason. He's just sinking piss.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
His whole job is to just sit there and drink piss until the next fucking explorer or archaeologist comes along to like dig out the tomb. He's like, oh, fuck, I'm on here.
Yeah.
Himself in bandages so, as you walk past.
And you walk in there and there's just thousands of bottles of like fermented wine just empty everywhere because this guy's just been on the source the entire time.
Been on the source. He's basically, that's the reason why he's, I guess maybe he is just, he's like an actual genuine mummy that's, you know, he's just like, what's the thing that they do? The process?
Oh, yeah. So, like, what they do is they kind of, like, take all the organs out. So, there's, like, I think they dry the body.
Yeah.
And then they wrap it in the bandages to preserve the skin. And that's pretty much it. Like, yeah, they remove all the organs, all the wet parts of the body, so the body doesn't decay.
Right. And I think that's also got, like, religious connotations as well, as far as, like, being able to fucking travel to the next plane or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
But who, because you can only have so much baggage.
Yeah, that's right.
It's like to traveling to the next plane is like catching a
weight limit
or a Jetstar flight.
Mate, those really,
that 12 kilos, which is your skin, you fucking bastards. No organs. That's extra.
Yeah. This is an organ free flight.
That's right.
You know, you can't take things on planes like batteries or stuff like that. In this modern day, yeah, but back then it was you can't take your livers on UFOs and stuff like that.
So what's your thoughts then on Old Mate and his letter to defense?
I don't know. I think it's like one of those letters that you could really take it any way that you want, and it depends on the narrative that you're trying to push with that, because you can go, yeah, that's 100%. UFOs, aliens, whatever that is, because it's all in the words, because, you know, made from something not of this world.
Yep.
Could be, okay, maybe there's like they've used meteorites to plate a certain object or something like that, and it has, you know, extraterrestrial elements to it in that sense.
Sure, I get it.
Or you can go, yeah, absolutely, it's 100% off-world UFO, like made by some other civilization or something like that.
But is there any substance to his claims in the sense of, you know, is it verified that he actually did work for the Department of Defense? And
to be honest, the article really doesn't go overly detailed into that. So it's kind of like this is a face value type of thing, but it is the New York Times. So it's not like they're going
to. Has to be.
Has to be real. But no, the New York Times have a certain caliber to them where they just don't release overly gossipy type of, what would you call it, journalism.
Yeah, yeah. They definitely have an agenda.
Of course.
as most media outlets do, but I don't know necessarily if that agenda is, let's show the world that aliens actually do exist or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, totally. And then like you kind of go into the whole, is it just me or is there like more alien stuff getting shown in popular culture? Is it stuff like that, you know? And the New York Times, they also broke those recent UFO videos about a year or so ago. And it's like, what's going on there?
Was that with the Air Force pilots or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, look, it's all very interesting. I'm not necessarily sure if it's like a tweet from Elon Musk, a letter from some guy claiming to have worked for the Department of Defense or whatever, or send a letter to him or whatever, and some grainy videos necessarily proof.
Right.
But hey, it's something.
It's something.
Getting out into the mainstream. It's no longer on the fringe, if you will, which is a terrific show that you should watch at some point.
I've heard it's good, but I haven't got time to watch TV. The next thing I'm watching on TV is it is going to be probably I'm going to give Umbrella Academy a go because new season.
You watched the first season?
No, I haven't seen the first season. So season two is also out now. So it's either that or I'm jumping in on Doom Patrol season two.
Okay. Or the fucking Jeffrey Epstein mysteries, whatever it's fucking called.
Oh, mate. I swear Netflix is now just true crime.
It basically is. It's the true crime of streaming services.
100%.
That's basically all they're doing. And it seems to be working for them because they keep punching them out.
Oh, man. It's crazy. You jump on there and it's like, How do you guys have the time to pump out all this type of stuff? Honestly.
Yeah. It's crazy. But I watched the first episode of the Jeffrey Epstein docu-series.
Yeah.
If you will. Let's just say, look, I don't know enough about it, but if any of it is true, it's fucking wild.
Yeah. It's such a like conspiracy fueled type of investigation, because it's kind of like this guy was so connected to movie stars, to the rich and famous, things like that. And it's kind of like, how many people are connected to this? And then, you know, it's like you see at the Grammys where bloody Tom Hanks is like sweating bullets as Ricky Gervais is making fun of everyone in the crowd, because he's kind of like, you guys are all on watch right now. And yeah. Tom Hanks is there, and you can like kind of see him like quenching up. He's like, "Oh shit!"
What's Tom Hanks done? What's the conspiracy theory there?
Oh well, the Tom Hanks thing
nicest guy in Hollywood.
Yeah, nicest guy in Hollywood. No, like it's all like I don't really want to speculate on it and anything like that. But it depends on the circles that you run in. It's kind of like, you know, is every famous person, every high profile person connected to these people of interest? In these, you know, undesirable rings.
Sure. But it is like, it's the stuff of dead set, like, you know, probably not the best sort of term, but it's the stuff of Hollywood in the sense of like, this is shit that you would see in a fucking movie, like just layers upon layers upon layers of like, just the ability for one person to be able to do the things that he is apparently being accused of having done. And getting away with it for so goddamn long, just purely based on money and connections, is fucking wild. And I guarantee you, if it's legit, it is still happening to this day. Obviously not from him because he's dead. Whether he killed himself or not, that's another conspiracy theory. But hey, It's got to be wild out there.
Absolutely. And then you jump on this, like, I don't know if you've seen the conspiracies about this type of stuff, but it's also like people who were about to testify against like something connected to him or other people connected to him, they suddenly die or disappear and things like that.
Yeah.
So it's, yeah, that's what I mean.
It's wild. It's like a full on fucking like Hollywood movie, just conspiracy cover up. Just, oh man, like you, like, I guess if you look at, he is far from the richest person in the world.
Yeah, correct.
You look at the elite of the elite of the elite, and then you think about the shit that they must be doing and possibly getting away with. It's mind-blowing.
Yeah, it kind of makes you second guess, like, what is actually going on behind closed doors to all these big things?
These people are definitely hunting humans for sport. I can tell you that much.
100%.
It's 1,000% happening. They've got zoos full of people.
Honestly, it fucking wouldn't surprise me.
I wouldn't be surprised either.
We need to do a conspiracy episode, I think, to get a collection of the craziest conspiracies going around. And because the good thing about a good conspiracy is that there's a little bit of validity to it.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Because there's this like men's only club that very, very famous, well, basically every president has been a part of, which, except for Trump, I think, is this like party in the woods. And honestly, like, they dress up in women's clothing, they get drunk, they piss around in the forest, and they dance like around this giant owl, like effigy type of thing.
Why?
And this is 100% confirmed.
It's confirmed. It's not even a conspiracy.
No, it's like 100% confirmed, because it went to, I think it went through the courts, because it was such a men's only thing that someone applied for a job at the lodge there and couldn't get it because she was a woman. And it went through this big thing, and the court cases said, you need to hire women. And all of this kind of got brought into the light.
And are they kind of like, guy, it's 2020. You really don't want us to have women at this type of place.
There's going to be a lot of Me Toos going on here.
Well, so this is the whole reason why the United States has never seen a female president.
Isn't it? Yeah, absolutely. It absolutely could.
So I'm assuming this lodge then is, it's like, it's not just like the president that goes. I'm assuming we're talking about like wealthy businessmen and like powerful connected, you know, other politicians and shit like that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, it's very, very well connected people. And the thing is, it's been going on for the longest time because, is it the Freemasons type of thing?
Yeah, sure.
I'm not too sure, but it was. I'll look into it, and we can talk about it another time, because it was. This thing is absolutely ridiculous. I'm just trying to do like a really quick Google search on like giant owl statue president.
It just sounds like a really fucking weird, like, college hazing ritual.
No, it totally is. It totally is. So,
it's like, oh, you're the president now. Let's go piss in the woods and dance around this owl and fucking wear a dress.
Yeah. No, because, like,
you also chug this beer and do a keg stand.
Pretty much. And, like, the thing is, they have these theme nights where they'll dress up as women and stuff like that. It's like, it's total, like, it's like frat type of level stuff.
Wow. Well, I guess at least they're not human sex trafficking.
Well, maybe.
As far as we know, right?
Because
that's a positive.
Yeah. So here it is. So membership is by invite only, and yearly fees start at $25,000 plus annual dues.
What's it called? I want to look this up.
Okay. So it is called the most secretive club in America. And it's held in atomic bombs, giant owls, and the president's pissing tree deep in a forest north of San Francisco.
My God.
Yeah. So, so I just Googled, the Bohemian Club. That's it.
The Bohemian Club.
Yeah.
Wow.
So genuinely look into this, because people have gone and spied on them and like taking photos from like across the river and all that type of stuff. But man, it's fucking full on level crazy, and it's still going on to this day. And just from the quick little article that I read here, it's believed, however, that Donald Trump has never received a guest invite. Even drunk pagan bird worshippers need to draw the line somewhere. So I think he's the only president who hasn't been invited to it.
Wow. So it's not like every president has gone, but they get an invite.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, weird. Very fucking weird.
It's super weird, man. So, women have never been allowed full membership at the club, but recently they've been able to attend as guests, but have to leave by 10 p.m.
Because that's when it gets weird.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, it's 10 p.m. You've got to leave, but can you leave that dress behind? Because I like it and I think it's my size.
It's funny you say that, because the next line of this article says the lack of female presence probably explains all the cross-dressing over the years.
That's what you could just let women go. Like, that's nuts.
Oh, man, it's incredible. I'll link you this article, because there's some words in here that I can't really say because it's 2020.
Sure.
But they were very much descriptive of the gays back in that time. So,
But, interesting.
I'll send this over to you, because it's genuinely worth checking out, because this thing, mate, that's the question for the week is, what's the craziest conspiracy theory that's turned out to be true that you've heard of?
Let us know. And, hey, we're going to come back at some point with a conspiracy theory episode.
Yeah, I reckon so.
Blow your socks off.
Oh man, this is the type of stuff that I think would be friggin' fantastic to talk about, because one, I'm not a conspiracy theorist at all.
Oh, me neither.
It's something that we could probably both sink our teeth on and have a good laugh about, because it's like, how do people think that's real, or how is that real?
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna go try on some of my partner's dresses and work for an invite into the Bohemian Club, see what I can do.
Yeah, good luck. You might need to sew a couple of her dresses together, mate, because your partner is the smallest woman in the world.
Hey.
And you're a chunky boy.
Yeah, I'm a chunky monkey. It's true. I'll probably need three, but yeah. Hey, I'll make it work.
Yeah, just say you're creating fashion.
Yeah. We've all seen Big Mama's House.
Yeah.
Martin Lawrence isn't really that big. Someone made that dress for him.
Yeah, that's right. It's laying around somewhere. Probably exactly. On a boat sale or something.
Anyway, that's enough.
That's enough. Let us know what you think is the craziest conspiracy theory that turned out to be somewhat real. Hit us up in the socials. Those links are in the show notes. We'll be back next week. I'm Cade.
I'm Troy.
And this has been Conspiracy Mates.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.